school officials placed Boulder High School on a secured status early Thursday afternoon following a safety tell tip. The tip source said there was a student off campus with a weapon. As part of the secure status, the Boulder Valley School District security team locked the main doors to the high school, but allowed class and activities to carry on as usual. School officials notified parents about the secure status, but did not provide information on what prompted the heightened security during initial communications. According to the Daily Camera, Boulder police found the student with a BB gun, but no other weapons, and as a result, lifted the secure status around 1:30 p.m. School officials did not reveal if the student is facing any disciplinary action or charges. Denver Water will maintain its strategy of removing lead pipes from the region's water system that involves giving out water filters to households and slightly boosting water alkalinity to ward off heavy metal degradation as the utility replaces the lead pipes. The Environmental Protection Agency gave a nod to the nearly $700 million plan on Thursday after reviewing results from a three-year agency study in which Denver Water replaced 15,000 lead pipes. According to federal officials, the utility successfully suppressed heavy metal levels to fractions of the allowable limits. In 2012, elevated levels of lead in the system prompted Denver Water officials to plan a wide-scale replacement of lead pipes. Starting in 2018, the utility pushed back on a regulatory mandate that requires the injection of orthophosphate into the water system to slow lead pipe corrosion. Denver Water argued that the chemical would harm humans and downstream waterways and pushed its alternative plan as a safer and more effective approach. As the I-70 construction project in central Denver wraps up, city, state, and federal officials celebrated the formal opening of a park that goes above I-70 in Denver's Elraria-Swansea neighborhood Wednesday. The Colorado Department of Transportation added plans for a park above Interstate 70 after community members protested the state's decision to expand the lower freeway, which since the 1960s has bisected the two previously connected neighborhoods. During the ribbon-cutting ceremony, officials said the four-acre park and covered structure to I-70 will reconnect communities that the highway wrongly bisected for decades. To make way for improvements and expansion to I-70, the Colorado Department of Transportation, starting in 2018, moved ahead in demolishing the I-70 viaduct, and in doing so, also removed over 70 homes and businesses in the lower-income minority neighborhood. Advocates and community groups from the neighborhood oppose the $1.3 billion construction project, saying CDOT should have rerouted it completely out of the area. Although the park is now complete, community members remain skeptical about the impacts from the highway expansion. The driver of a large tour bus sideswept at least 32 parked cars in Boulder Wednesday night along the 900 to 1200 blocks of Pleasant Street. The driver claimed he was unaware that he hit the vehicles. Boulder police charged the driver with multiple counts of hit and run and careless driving. Police say there were no injuries and all the known vehicles that the driver struck were unoccupied. Democrats in the United States House of Representatives elected Colorado Representative Joe Neguse as their party chair for the Policy and Communications Committee of the 118th Congress. Neguse, from Lafayette, won a third term in November, representing Colorado's 2nd Congressional District with 70% of the vote. According to the Daily Camera, Neguse's chair position will make him Colorado's highest-ranking congressman in a Democratic House leadership position in 85 years. In a press release statement Thursday, Neguse said he looked forward to communicating the work of the Democratic House to the American people. House Democrats also elected Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York as their next minority leader, along with Massachusetts Representative Catherine Clark as the minority whip, and California Representative Pete Aguilar as Democrat caucus chairperson. Boulder County fire crews responded to a small wildland fire Thursday night in the Pine Brook Hills neighborhood of unincorporated Boulder County. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office said numerous emergency personnel responded to the quarter-acre fire, which burned in a wooded mountainous area during last night's high winds. Crews suppressed the fire just after midnight. The Sheriff's Office says no structures were threatened and there was no threat to public safety. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says there is a slight chance of rain and snow before noon, with skies turning sunny for much of the day. Today's highs will be in the low 40s for Fort Collins and the upper 40s and low 50s for Boulder and Denver. Temps are expected to fall during the afternoon hours. Boulder, the western suburbs, Fort Collins, and the northeast plains have a high wind warning in effect today, with winds potentially gusting to 65 miles per hour. Because of the high winds, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office is continuing the ban on open burning today. Tonight, skies will be mostly clear, with lows ranging from 13 to 20 degrees. The current temperature in Boulder is 52 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.